Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. Show starts right now.
Yes, I was wondering if anyone else had seen the meteorite lay over St. Augustine going to the east about 6:50.
Apparently everybody saw it, or a bunch of people. Anyway, it's been reported that there's a meteor that started in South Carolina and went right over Georgia, Florida. People in Tennessee and Kentucky are saying that they can see this thing. It's crazy. It's one of the biggest things that's happened here in Jacksonville since we got, well, Nick Foles.
Wow, I don't know what that just was, but it sure looked like something unusual flying across the sky, big bright light at the front and a tail. I'd like to know what that was this morning.
It was a meteor. What is that big bright thing in the sky that looks like a meteor? It's actually a meteor. Or you know what? There's a couple of different theories.
It may have been a piece of space junk, or it may have actually been a meteor. Thank you.
You're welcome. Either way, this is, ladies and gentlemen, exactly why we need a Space Force.
Space Force!
Who sent that meteor? I don't know what's riding on it, but we definitely need to blast it out of the sky. This is exactly why we need the Space Force, because, you know, and it could just be people from Mexico finding a new way to sneak over the border. They're all petrified with fear that Donald Trump's going to close the border. So they're like, okay, if we can't come across, we'll go in the sky. And we'll see what happens. But anyway, that is, if you have photos of it, if you have any pictures of the meteor, by all means, please send them to us. You Mark K. Show on Facebook. You can go there. You can tweet them to us. You can DM us on the Instagram, whatever. However, you can email it, which is pretty. You can drop by with like a roll of film. We'll take it, get developed if you got one of those old school cameras, and we'll put it up on our website as well, and of course give you full credit. But it is an exciting day, a meteor shower, or not even a shower. I guess when it's one meteor, it's not a shower. It's just one thing. So. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what comes of this whole meteor, debacle. But again, don't worry. As far as we know, it has not landed or crashed anywhere. I don't think anybody's actually been personally assaulted or hurt by it. I don't know that it's smuggled any drugs into the country at all, or if there's been any kind of negative, ions or whatnot that have been part of this whole thing. But that's what it was. And it is making all the news, today. Also, speaking of news, Joe Biden is back in the news because not only has he come out with a new video, which, by the way, a very poorly recorded video. I'm not sure why, but for whatever reason, whenever Joe Biden gets in front of a camera or does a video or does a recording, it's really bad quality. He doesn't, you know, you think being the former vice president of the United States of America, you'd think that he would know that you need that audio quality is very important. You think that he'd know that that you need, if you have something to say, that you need to make sure that people can understand it. But his video is like made with a cell phone, and he's in this horrible room with a lot of echo. And for whatever reason, he's afraid to get too close to the microphone. So this is what it sounds like.
Those men, it's the way I try to show I care about them and I'm listening. And over the years, knowing what I've been through, the things that I've faced, I found that scores, if not hundreds of people have come up to me and reached out for solace and comfort, something, anything that may help them get through the tragedy they're going through. And-
Okay, so basically what Joe Biden is saying now, his new excuse for smelling women's hair and nuzzling their necks and giving them unwanted butterfly kisses is because of solace to get through tragedy. And he's using his own personal tragedies. We all know about the death of his son, and there's been some other, you know, instances in his life that he's had to deal with, as we all do. I mean, everyone has personal tragedies. But he's saying as a politician, as a human being, he finds that the best way to help other people, to build that human connection, and to say, hey, I get it. I understand what you're going through. I understand the hardships you have in your life, and I'm here for you. And he feels that the best way to do that is by shoving his nose in your hair and taking a big, long whiff. On camera in front of everybody. So, I mean, look, and different people offer support in different ways. Sometimes there's financial help. Sometimes you bring a casserole or a lasagna. You know, whenever someone I know is in the hospital they've had a personal tragedy, we always bring food. That seems to be a typical American thing to do. He grabs your hips and touches your neck and gets in really close to talk to you. And that's fine. Whatever way he deals with the situation is how he seems fit. But now he understands that in today's day and age, it's very different than when he started in politics. Back when Henry Ford was creating the first automobile.
And so it's just who I am. And I've never thought of politics as cold and antiseptic. I've always thought about connecting with people. As I said, shaking hands, hands on the shoulder, a hug, encouragement. And now it's all about taking selfies together.
Yeah, so now that's the changing. That really sums it up, doesn't it? That's the changing face of politics for you. It all used to be about, it was never antiseptic. It was always about a personal connection. It's about shaking hands and touching shoulders and giving hugs. And now people don't want any of that. Now people don't want to be inappropriately touched and sexually harassed by their vice president. Now they just want a selfie, which I totally get. I totally understand that. I mean, back when I started in radio, you know, not to brag, but every now and then I'd be out at a car dealership, or I'd be out at, I don't know, a Smoothie King or something like that, opening up some new store. And people would come up and say, hey, you're that bald guy from the radio. And I'd say, yes, I am. That's me. And they'd say, can I have an autograph? But now it's shifted. Nobody wants an autograph. They just want the selfie. They don't come up and say, can I get an autograph? They don't come up and say, can I get a T-shirt? They don't come up and say, can I get an inappropriate, you know, hair sniff or butterfly kiss from you? They just say, can I get a selfie? And Joe Biden is realizing that in today's political climate, in 2012, it's no longer about handshakes and kissing babies and kissing, you know, 40-year-old women and pretty much or kissing anyone, really. It's all about the selfie. So he's got to up his selfie game. He's got to whiten his teeth. He's got to practice his poses, and he's got to keep his hands off of people. And that's basically what it is. Now, at the same time, there have been how many more women have come out now? It was like seven. The other Josh is telling me seven other women are breaking their silence and coming forward with accusations that Joe Biden made them feel uncomfortable. And we're still getting open mic messages about what, you know, is that an actual offense to make somebody feel uncomfortable? Or does it need to be something more for it to be a more serious situation? You know, what is the actual prerequisite for taking action against somebody?
Can I put my forehead against yours and tell you that I love you?
That wasn't the clip I was actually looking for. But you get the what? Oh, Siri, why is Siri talking? I didn't say anything to you. Let me turn Siri off because she seems like she wants to talk. Oh, I said Sirius. That's what it was, and she thought I was talking to her. 855-765-1045.
Don't worry, folks. Uncle Joe has his hands around this problem.
Yeah, I got to find the open mic I was looking for. It's going to take me a minute. We'll take a quick break. 855-765-1045 is our number. You give us a buzz, you can leave us an open mic message. You can do whatever you want. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Not looking good for Joe Biden. What happened to, hey, every woman should be believed?
I know that some activity and some touching is uncomfortable, but this sounds more like a caring grandfather and a lot easier to understand than your president saying that he can grab a woman in her crotch when he wants to.
Hey, Joe Biden's campaign song could be MC Hammer's Can't Touch This.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Touch this.
That's a great idea. We should definitely put that one on the road.
They're accusing of being uncomfortable in a situation 7 years ago. Is that really what we've gone into now? It's not sexual harassment. They're not claiming that. They're just saying they were uncomfortable. Okay.
I mean, isn't uncomfortable? Isn't that what sexual harassment is? When somebody who's supposedly a superior of yours kisses you on the head when you're on stage and sniffs your hair? Look, when you look at what the Democrats did to Donald Trump over this Billy Bush video, where he said, I mean, that's the other thing too. Donald Trump just said we all know what he said, but he didn't actually do it in public on camera. Whereas Joe Biden is grabbing and touching and sniffing and smelling and kissing everybody. And now he's got to face the music just like Donald Trump did. You know, it's so funny because you hear all these people and they will take Donald Trump to task over the smallest, dumbest little thing. And when this Access Hollywood tape came out with Billy Bush, it was everywhere. It was 24/7, round the clock. They played this thing over and over and over again. And so Joe Biden, who wants to be president of the United States, it's not like people are just attacking Joe Biden for the hell of it or because they're bored. It's because Joe Biden is legitimately trying to hold the highest office in the land. And if it was good enough for everybody to attack Donald Trump when he made those comments to Billy Bush, then Joe Biden's got to, you know what? He's got to go through the same fire. He's got to be held to the same low standards that we hold all of our politicians to. I mean, that's the big difference.
You're actually calling him Creepy Joe just because he kissed people on the forehead? Your president wanted to grab him by the you-know-what.
Right. And so Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and everyone else who wants to be president deserves the same treatment. Let's go back and look at everything they've done. Let's go back and look at every single campaign stop. Let's look at every woman they've ever come in contact with. Don't you remember when Corey Lewandowski was at an event with Donald Trump and that reporter tried to get close to the president and he grabbed her arm and moved her away and she threatened to sue him for assault or did? Said, and they showed pictures of this supposed bruise that she got from Corey Lewandowski when he was just basically trying to run interference and keep her away from the candidate? I mean, this kind of thing happened all through 2016, before 2016, and is continuing to happen today. The Stormy Daniels mess, which finally looks like it's going away. That's been something that's been popping and rearing its ugly head over and over and over again. If you get into politics, you are going to be held to a higher standard. If you get into politics, especially in the internet age, especially in the social media age, when things go viral like that, and I just snapped my fingers for those of you who don't know, for those of you that aren't watching on the stream, then Joe Biden has to understand that what Donald Trump went through, he's going to go through. And Bernie Sanders is going to go through. And Beto, psychedelic warlord O'Rourke is going to go through it. And everybody. Because that's the, in fact, I'm excited that this is happening to Joe Biden because it shows for once that the media is actually not biased. They are still biased. I should not speak so. But basically, they are actually giving credence to a candidate on the Democratic side and the allegations that are made against him. And that is something that I'm going to be honest with you. It definitely makes me think that Joe Biden is not the favored candidate on the left because they're not protecting him. They're not protecting him the way they did Hillary Clinton. Or the way they did Bill Clinton, or the way they would Barack Obama. 855-765-1045. Jeremy on the north side. How's it going, Jeremy?
Awesome, sir. How are you today?
Oh, doing great, man. What do you want to say?
Well, first, the actions of a concerned grandpa that lady just said, I just wanted to say I've never seen any grandpa talking to their little granddaughter and it make them uncomfortable to the point that they move away.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point was if he's claiming that he sniffs hair for the purpose of consoling, I mean, that's a great excuse and all, but I was just wondering what tragedy the women and the little girls in these photos and videos experience.
Right. That's exactly right. That's a great point, too. All he doesn't know their background. He doesn't know their history. He just walks up and starts nuzzling them. That's to help them get through their personal tragedies the way it's helped him get through his personal tragedies.
Said, everybody has them.
Sure. I guess he's just assuming that everybody feels bad, and so he's got to go there and lighten their mood a little bit. That's a great point. Also, discomfort, and correct me if I'm wrong, but being uncomfortable or a woman feeling uncomfortable, I mean, isn't that the number one thing that they said about Donald Trump and about every other male, politician who's come under fire for some kind of sexual harassment allegations or some kind of creepiness? If you make a woman uncomfortable, that's pretty much, I mean, that's your toast, dude. You can't do that. You can't do anything that would belittle a woman, that would make her seem like she is, that she is not equal to you, or that she is sexually less of a person, like she's your plaything. And I mean, Joe Biden's doing it in front of the cameras at swearing in ceremonies in the White House. He's not even doing it in private. You know, if Donald Trump actually did all the stuff that he's been accused of, it was at least in a hotel room with a consenting adult. Joe Biden's doing it with women who apparently are not happy about it, and he's doing it on stages. 855-765-1045. Doc from downtown. What's up, Doc?
Hey, I'm going to tie this in real good.
Oh, good.
Samuel L. Jackson was in a movie with Matthew McConaughey, and Samuel L. Jackson was on trial for murder. And he got off. He said, just imagine that it was a little white girl. Now, I want the liberals to understand. Just imagine if it was Trump grabbing a little girl's breast like that. You guys would be going nuts. The little girl had enough sense to move because he was groping her little breast on camera. That wasn't sniffing her hair. That wasn't smelling her hair. He was grabbing that little girl's breast, and she moved because she felt uncomfortable. Liberals.
All right, yeah, that was good. I get it. Doc, we gotta take a quick break. **951*. That was, what was that movie? That was that John Grisham novel, too. That was a great one. A Time to Kill. Yeah, I love that one. That's great. And Samuel L. Jackson's a great. Anyway, you're right. If it were Donald Trump, he'd be getting way worse than Joe Biden's going through a cakewalk, if you think about it. 855-765-1045 is the number. More of your phone calls, more of your open mic messages, more of the Mark Kay Show coming up. On News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark K more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
If Joe Biden does decide to run for president, all men who can hear my voice, heed warning. You better lock up your daughters and keep your wives close. Joe Biden's coming at you, and he's got a wandering nose. He's going to hit the campaign trail for 2020, which means he'll be sniffing heads from sea to shining sea. Ladies, be prepared, because out of nowhere, he'll shove his nose in your hair. He just wants to sniff it and smell it and maybe kiss it. He don't care. That's just how they do it back in Delaware. He loves the softness of your follicles. He quivers when they tickle his nostrils. He's old school, ladies. He don't mean no harm. It's just part of his folksy old Joe Biden charm. So don't worry when he nuzzles your neck. He don't want to have sex. He just does it out of respect. And if he massages your shoulders while he's standing behind you, don't trip. That's just what all old horny senile men do. Clinton had cigars. Biden's got his schnoz. Every man has flaws. He ain't breaking no laws. Well, except maybe assault and possibly adultery and generally being super duper creepy. But hey, we can sit here and hate the man. Or we could just read his official statement. He says, never did I believe I acted inappropriately. Well, Mr. VP, the internet respectfully disagrees. There's like 180 YouTube videos showing you groping young girls with your big old nose. He's a gawker, a stalker, a real close talker. He's been like this for years. It should not be a shocker. Instead of taking antidepressants, he gets a boost from snorting herbal essence. Knock, knock, who's there? Joe Biden. Joe Biden who? Joe Biden who gets off on the smell of your shampoo? We can all sit around making jokes, but the sad truth is he'll still get millions of votes. He wouldn't be the first president who philanders. Besides, he's still better than Bernie Sanders. Let that be a warning, gentlemen. Creepy Joe Biden is coming for your women. You know, I posted that song on my Instagram yesterday, and I woke up this morning, I lost like 20 followers. And I was like, what? What is going on? It's crazy. So, and like angry messages. Someone was like, I followed you for 15 years, but this is it. This was the last straw. I'm like, this was the last straw? This is what really upset you so much that you had to unfollow me? So... anyway, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I could use a boost. I guess I've lost I need 2 dozen people to get me back to where I was. It's Mark K, MarkKaye, on Instagram. And, we have, as you can tell, we have lots of fun there. We have lots of fun everywhere. Oh, by the way, we, We should point out that, speaking of Instagram, one of the hashtags today is National Burrito Day. It is apparently National Burrito Day. And in, as is a tradition around here, I do not have any burritos in the studio. You may remember on National Margarita Day, the other Josh neglected to bring in margaritas. And today, I guess, to keep the tradition alive, he didn't bring in burritos either. So there's that. 855-765-1045. Dana from Neptune Beach. How you doing, Dana? Thanks for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
I'm excited. I heard your news story about a possible meteor or meteorite coming through the sky.
Yeah.
That true?
That's true,
well,
yes.
You know, well, all right, if it made it all the way down to the earth and hit the ground and it's truly a meteorite, they can be found and sold for tens of thousands of dollars. There's a documentary in the Jacksonville Library from, maybe 10 years ago. It was the VHS tape, but it was all about this guy who goes and finds these things and sells them.
Wait a minute. We have a library?
In Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good to know. That's good to know. That's great. I didn't know that you
I live on 3rd Street, and it's right up the street from me, and I got it once, but it was a tape at that time.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. I understand.
If that thing comes down in your backyard, and they do occasionally, you can get it if it's got the valuable composition and did not burn up. You can sell it. You can buy yourself a brand new car for free.
Who?
Just take it to University of Florida or other.
The University of Florida is going to give me a free car if I find a meteor?
No. You sell it to them if
they
want it.
Oh, I got it. If they want it. I was about to say, like, who would sell it? Can you put it on eBay? I mean, like, how much are we talking?
Put it on eBay. This is modern times. Yeah, I'm talking about an old VHS tape.
No, I understand, but what did the old VHS tape tell you about the street value of a meteorite?
Well, they did. They did, because there's a man who makes his living, or used to be a man who made his living.
Right, I know, but how much is what I'm asking, basically? Did they say? Like,
it depends. It depends on the composition. Most meteorites are all burnt up. They look like rocks, bubbly rocks, but they're very light.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go. First, I'm gonna find the library, and then I'm gonna go check out that VHS tape. Then I'll go to my mother's house because she's the only one I know with a VCR still, and it's still blinking 12 o'clock because that's how she rolls. Anyway, 855-765-1045. There was a meteor, as a matter of fact, and I wrote to Ariel Nixon from Action News Jax, and I said, "Hey, what can you tell me about the meteorite?" And she said that it flew through the sky, and I said, "That's it? Aren't you a meteorologist?" And then she wrote back, "Meteorology is not the study of meteors." And I haven't heard from her since. So I think meteorologists get upset when you make fun of their degrees. I mean, she studied meteorology. You think she'd be able to tell? Maybe she knows the cash value of the meteor because, again, she's part of the Meteorological Association of America, the AMA, the American Meteorological Association. That's what it is. 855-765-1045. It's really one of the most exciting things to happen to Jacksonville in a long time is that meteor shooting across the sky.
I'm a member of the Ancient City Astronomy Club, and there was definitely a meteor that traveled from west to east across the sky at 6:49 this morning. It lasted about 12 to 15 seconds.
Okay, so there you go. The Ancient City Astronomy Club. I'm learning so much about the area. I didn't know we had a library. I didn't know St. Augustine had an Ancient City Astronomy Club. This is fantastic. Hold on, there's one more here.
I didn't see the meteor, but I do want to thank Trump for making meteors great again.
Yeah, it's all Donald Trump. You know what? I like is I like to go to M Shack for my burgers because their burgers are meteor. No, nothing. No, okay, all right. 855. Thank you. 855-765-1045. Mike downtown. How's it going, Mike?
Yeah, fine, Mark. Good morning. Yeah, I'm heading eastbound on Beaver Street, just past the farmer's market.
Okay.
Anyway, that's not why I called. Mm. Your last caller, talking about meteorites?
Yeah.
Do you have an occasion to drug screen your callers? I'm just I'm just wondering,
We don't have the technology. We can't go, you see me, sir, before I put you on the air, can you pee into the phone? We need to run a test. That's not going to
happen. That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
anyway,
no.
I'm the mic that emptied my wallet after Hurricane Florence at the town center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. Thank you so much for doing that. We were doing that water drive, and you came and just threw all your money at us. Too bad you didn't have a meteor. We could have bought water for everybody affected.
Or a Chevy Impala.
Or a Chevy. That's right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is Jeff in Oceanway. Jeff, how are you?
Hi, Mark. I just had a comment about the comparison between Joe Biden and Trump about the sexual assaults.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Joe actually did them. Trump talked about it. And he was talking in a context with somebody else and braggadocious.
Yeah, locker room talk.
I doubt very seriously if he ever walked up and did that to somebody, or as Joe Biden has, and there's all sorts of proof of it.
You know what? You bring up a great point. Jeff, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. You bring up a great point. Donald Trump was raked through the coals, and the entire left thought that his career, not just his political career, but his entire career was over when that Billy Bush Access Hollywood tape, which they were sitting on for God knows how long, came out to the open. They thought Donald Trump was dead and buried. And he just talked about it. You're right. Joe Biden is actually doing stuff. So what's worse, for a man to talk about doing something or for a man to actually take the liberty with a woman and do it? Doesn't that actually make Joe Biden worse than Donald Trump when it comes to offending women? 855-765-1045. If there's any women listening, let me know. In your opinion, what's worse, a guy telling another guy, hey, I'd like to do this to a woman, or a guy actually walking up to a woman and doing whatever he wants? 855-765-1045. Your phone call's coming up next. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
You're actually calling him Creepy Joe just because he kissed people on the forehead? Your president wanted to grab him by the you-know-what.
Right. Wanting and doing two totally different things. For example, I want a Lamborghini. I don't actually drive one. So, you know, there's a big difference between wanting and doing. And that's a good question. We had a guy call in and say, look, what Joe Biden does, way worse than what Donald Trump does. Donald Trump talks a big game, braggadocious is what he called him. Said he's doing the, you know, doing the thing with Billy Bush, trying to impress him, talking about having his way with women. But not a single woman, not a single woman has come forward and said Donald Trump ever grabbed me where he said he could grab me. None of that actually happened. In fact, I did see at a campaign rally for Donald Trump once a woman wearing a shirt saying Donald Trump can grab me wherever he wants, but that's a whole different story. So what is worse? Is it worse for Donald Trump to come out and say, or not even come out, but in private when he didn't know he was being recorded, say that to Billy Bush, say, I could do this or you could do that? Or is it actually worse what Joe Biden did, which is without permission, without buying them dinner first, just walking up to women, kissing their heads, giving them butterfly kisses, caressing them, making them feel uncomfortable. 855-765-1045. This is Patsy in Mandarin. Patsy, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. What do you think? What's worse?
Oh, I think that Joe Biden is worse, definitely, because he has done the things that people say he has done. There's many examples that have been shown. And while it's not good that the president has said these things, and really shouldn't, you know, but still, he's not near as bad as Joe Biden.
No, okay. All right, hey, he's not near. Think about that. Joe Biden now is now nowhere near as bad. Doesn't mistreat women Donald Trump doesn't mistreat women nearly as bad as Joe Biden has. I mean, look, here's the easiest way I can say it to you. Imagine somebody coming up and saying to you, I'm going to punch you in the face. All right. Now imagine somebody just walking you up and actually cold cocking you in the face, and your nose cracks and it's bleeding and you not get knocked out and you have a black eye. Which would you prefer? You know, which one is worse? Speaking as someone who has had both happen, let me tell you, you do not want to get punched in the face when you don't know what's coming, or even when you do know what's coming. Sarah from Yulee, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Sarah. What do you think? What do you want to say about this whole thing?
Well, I just want to say that this is nothing but political. If the liberals, excuse me, cared about women as much as they say they do, they would be outraged over Joe Biden. But because of his party affiliation, And because he's on their campaign, I think they're giving him a slide. I think what Donald Trump said in private is probably, okay, and don't take offense to this, but I would say there's a large number of men that do locker room talk. And, you know, I think it's unfair to throw Trump under the bus. And I would much rather hear that a man's talking trash in private than I would a man come up behind me the way Joe Biden does.
Yeah.
I think I would probably do what you said. I'd probably punch him in the nose.
Right. Well, I wasn't saying punch him in the nose, but you're absolutely right. You could do that. Go ahead.
I really believe that this is nothing but the Democrats letting him have a slide because of who he is. They have such double standards on everything. Whatever happened to the governor in Virginia or West Virginia? You don't even hear about that anymore.
No, you're right about that. It's all shifted toward Joe Biden. Look, you bring up an excellent point, and this is something that we talked about when the Trump Hollywood or Access Hollywood tape first came out, was, you know, the locker room talk, guys trying to impress each other. I was in a fraternity in college. Granted, it wasn't a cool fraternity, but it was still a fraternity. And all those dudes lied about their exploits and made up stuff. And there were always girls coming to the house going, how dare you say that about me? You know that that was a lie. We didn't do any blah, blah, blah. But the guys wanted to seem like they were cool. So Donald Trump wanted to seem like he was cool in front of Billy Bush. I don't know why. Billy Bush ain't the coolest person in the world either. But that was exactly what happened. What's happening here is Joe Biden isn't trying to be cool. He's actually just grabbing women because, I don't know, according to him, he's trying to help them get through whatever tragedies are in their lives. But that's not how you buy somebody flowers. You bake them a cake, send them a card. You don't stick your nose in their hair and take a big sniff. Sorry for your loss, but you sure do smell good. What is that? Imagine if you did that at the next funeral you went to. Oh, I'm so sorry about your husband. Here, let me just feel. Does that feel better? Okay, good. I'll talk to you later. 855-765-1045. It's the Markay Show. Your call's next on News 104.5 WFKV.
I've got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
All right, so we got into another interesting debate over the last commercial break. What's up, everybody? This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. 855-765-1045, or you can dial **1045 and it'll get you right through too. So Candace was in here and the other Josh was in here, and we were all talking about this comment that we on our Facebook feed. And again, if you don't watch us on Facebook or if you don't watch us on Twitch, I would definitely recommend picking one of those two, because there's a whole other conversation going on during the show, during the breaks, that kind of thing. And it's really kind of exciting to see. But Jason wrote, the Trump recording is two guys talking. Biden is a perverted old man swimming naked in front of female Secret Service agents and touching small little girls on video. To imagine what he would touch or do when the cameras are off. And that's the debate today, because people keep throwing, you know, the whole Trump tape with Billy Bush. Ironically, it was with Billy Bush, by the way. They keep throwing that back into the mix, saying Donald Trump talked about doing this. How is that worse than what Joe Biden did?
You're actually calling him Creepy Joe just because he kissed people on the forehead? Your president wanted to grab him by the you know what?
Yeah, but he didn't actually. He just talked about doing it. Joe Biden is not talking about doing anything. He's just going out there and doing it. So which is worse? Now, as far as swimming naked in front of the Secret Service agents, this is a book that was written about an incident in like 2014 or a couple times. I was reading the article just moments ago, and it said supposedly Joe Biden had a habit at his residence in D.C. or at his personal home in Delaware. He had a habit of swimming in pools in the nude. And that made female Secret Service agents uncomfortable. And I'll be honest with you, I don't fault the man for swimming nude in his own swimming pool at his own house. The Secret Service agents, he has no choice. He's vice president of the United States. He has to be surrounded by the secret. I mean, he's second in line to the presidency. If there's a coordinated attack, he's the second one they're going to go after. So he needs to have those Secret Service agents around him. Does that mean that the whole 8 years he was vice president, he can't swim naked in his own pool at his own house? I don't fault the guy for that. I'm okay with that. It's bad. I know the Secret Service agent, the female that was assigned to his case, she felt that it was not appropriate. She could have asked for reassignment. I don't know how this thing works. I'm not in the Secret Service. I'd be a horrible Secret Service agent because if I heard a gunshot, I would duck. And that's not what you're supposed to do. But you know, that's a totally different scenario. I'm okay if you do it at your own home and you're swimming in your own pool. But this is different. This is strangers and women and people's wives and daughters and God knows who else. He's just going up and sticking his nose right in your neck. But this one woman described a 15-second butterfly kiss. He grabbed her by the neck and gave her butterfly kisses, which is, if you don't know, rubbing your nose. I'm doing it right now. If you're watching on Facebook, I'm doing it to the microphone. Rubbing your nose back and forth for 15 seconds. Could you imagine? 15 seconds is a long time when you've got Joe Biden in your face. 855-765-1045. Cheryl on the West Side, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for asking. What do you want to say today, Cheryl?
I want to say that I'm not very good at communicating because I have PTSD very bad. But this is an indirect attack on males again. They don't see it, but I see it, because every mother out there teaches their child that actions speak louder than words. Now, if they didn't, and if they don't teach their child that, they're going to grow up being accused of stuff they've never done. And I thought that's what people wanted, was, you know, to be believed and to be, listened to.
Right.
But Joe Biden is on tape groping a little girl's chest, grooming her, grooming all these little children to think it's perfectly normal in public to do that. And locker room talk has men fumbling about, they fumble when they talk about that. They don't even come out right when they try to be macho around the other guy. Sometimes it comes out so wrong and so ridiculous and so backward. And I think that's what Trump's fault is, really. He tries to communicate like most people, but sometimes it just, the bragging part gets mixed up with the truth and what he would really do.
So explain to me why you think this is then an indirect attack, on men.
Because little boys grow up in they listen to their dads.
Right.
They're going to brag. They're going to notch their bedpost when they're older. They're going to have respect or no respect for women.
Yeah.
That's what it all comes down to. And if they're taught that actions speak louder than words, and to be honest, then anything they say, if they don't, it's going to be misconstrued.
Right.
And they can be blamed, or they can be charged even.
Yeah.
For things they've never done. It's an indirect attack on little boys still that will grow up not respecting women anyway, like evidently Joe Biden never did.
Yeah, Mara.
You know, neither did McCain.
Cheryl, thanks.
There's a lot of them.
Thanks for calling. We really do appreciate it. 855-765-1045. Jim on the north side. How are you, Jim? What do you want to say, sir?
I want to comment, Mark, on I hear all these people, wondering why Obama isn't coming out defending Biden.
Hmm.
I think I got the answer.
Oh, okay. What's that?
I don't think he ever intends on endorsing Biden because Biden's not radical enough. You know how Obama thinks he's so cool and hip.
Yeah.
He's going to endorse one of those young radicals like Beto O'Rourke or Kamala Harris. I really believe that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Barack Obama will ever endorse anybody because I personally believe he doesn't think anyone would ever be as good at the job as he is. But you could be right. I mean, Joe Biden, he may think is not the, he's not the perfect poster boy for the Illuminati that the dark state or the deep state needs to continue fighting the good fight. So it'll be interesting to see. It is true that Barack Obama has stayed silent on this whole Joe Biden issue. The only people I've heard talk about it are Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Bernie Sanders had a very low-key attack on Joe Biden. And I really feel like there's a Democrat out there. And look, there's 19 of them, right? However many we have now. This is a missed opportunity. This is a missed opportunity. This is a golden ticket to the next round of the primary for the Democrats. Somebody needs to pick up the mantle of this cause and just beat Joe Biden to death with it. Somebody needs to, not literally to death, but, you know, to a political death. You need to take this up and say, like Trump did with all of his opponents, the way he hammered away at Jeb Bush till he had no choice but to go back to Texas, the way he hammered away at Marco Rubio till he had no choice but to go back to Miami, the way he hammered away at Ted Cruz, the way he hammered away at got everybody. I mean, Rand, he went on stage and he attacked every single person until they were belittled in the press. They were belittled in the polls, and they had to go back to whatever job they held because they realized they couldn't answer for themselves. They had no answers to Trump's questions. And in the Democratic Party, the winner, the person I believe who is going to get the nomination, is the person who has the cojones to actually jump on board and take Joe Biden to task. 855-765-1045. Steve in St. Augustine, how you doing?
Pretty good. I just have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
What Biden allegedly did is not correct, and it should never be done to women, period.
Well, it's not allegedly. There's video proof of it.
Well, okay, but do you put any credence in the fact that 23 women have come forward to say Trump allegedly did something to them that they were uncomfortable with?
No, I mean, that. Look, Donald Trump has been through this battle already. Donald Trump came through the fire. You know, he ran for president, and what happened? All the women did the same thing they're doing now. They came forward, and they said, Donald Trump did this to me backstage. Donald Trump did this to me when I was part of the Miss USA pageant. You'll notice none of these things were caught on tape. There were no witnesses, nothing like that, and there were no lawsuits except for Stormy Daniels, who said she was a willing participant. The only reason she was suing was because of the gag order. No pun intended. Donald Trump is already the president. Joe Biden has to go through this. He has to answer for it. He has to figure out what's going on. And now he's got women who are on video, who are in public, who have still photos of him being inappropriate, saying he made me feel uncomfortable. This is the, you know, this is what he wanted when he ran for president. You've got to face the scrutiny. If you get through it and you get elected, well, there you go. So, yeah, Donald Trump's already been accused by everybody and their sister. And whether he did it or not remains to be proven. But Joe Biden, it's not alleged. It's right there on YouTube for everybody to see. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Great question. 855-765-1045. We got to take another break. Quick break. We'll be right back. More of your phone calls. 855-765-1045 or *1045. This is The Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. All right, so I owe everyone an apology. Apparently, I said something really bad, and I should have known better. I'll get to that in a minute. First, I do want to remind you that it is Thursday, which means it's time for What the Bleep. We're going to get to that here. Well, not right now, but it's coming up in like 20 minutes or so. If you've never heard What the Bleep, if you're new to our show, it's probably one of our favorite things that we do every single week. It's definitely one of the favorite things we do. It's a way for you not only to laugh at the news, but also we have some Disney on Ice tickets, Dare to Dream. And that is going on this weekend, April 4th through the 7th at Veterans Memorial Arena. So we will give you some Disney on Ice tickets if you can win What the Bleep. That's coming on a little later on today. First, though, I do owe everyone an apology based on this whole Joe Biden thing. And maybe I'm just not thinking straight because of what a big hairy deal this has become with Joe Biden, you know, touching women and grabbing them and kissing them. And I mentioned how he this one woman talked about how he gave her a 15-second butterfly kiss, and it was really upsetting to her. And apparently I was mistaken.
Mark K, it's actually an Eskimo kiss when you rub noses together, not a butterfly kiss.
Correct. I think I knew that down deep in my mind. But again, the whole thing's so distressing that I misspoke, and I do apologize. But a butterfly kiss is totally different.
That is an Eskimo kiss. A butterfly kiss is done with your eyelashes.
Right. So I guess the Eskimo kiss is when you rub your nose, like what I'm doing right now on the microphone if you're watching or if you're listening. That's an Eskimo kiss. When you take your eyelashes, and I guess if you just put your eyelashes on any part of the body, right, that's, I don't know if you can hear that, but that would be a butterfly kiss. Either way, totally inappropriate and creepy to do to someone else's wife when they're getting sworn in for some important government office. But again, I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know. Maybe that's just how would they do things, like I said, back in Delaware. Kathy, calling from North Carolina. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. What part of North Carolina are you in?
In Raleigh area.
Oh, that's great. Well, what do you want to say today, Kathy?
Well, it frustrates me, this whole Access Hollywood thing, and, you know, with the Biden, apparently when you're vice president, women will let you do anything. So now they're complaining because we've had video evidence of his tactics, his inappropriate touch. And your last caller, she was right to say, you know, teach your young boys that actions speak louder than words.
Right.
And my son's in college, and I told him, I said, you know, Friday night's consensual sex can turn into a Sunday morning's rape. So the whole consent is important, and I want to go back to the Access Hollywood tape and remind everybody to listen closely. I don't think he was bragging to Billy Bush. Is that the guy's name, Billy Bush?
Yes, yeah, Billy Bush. That's right.
The irony.
Yeah, I know.
It's almost surprise in this tone of voice. And what he said was, Donald Trump said,
"Well, let's not quote him directly. Yeah,
when you're a celebrity,
right?
We women, they'll let you do anything,
right?
And it's almost like, and that's what happens. I mean, they bait the trap. We women." You know, breast augmentation, eyelash extensions, haircut, color highlight, balayage, fitness training, all this kind of stuff. And then Friday night's consent turns into, you know, now they have a problem with Biden groping them. I mean, there was some Democrat that came forward, a young girl, that was saying that, you know, she didn't feel comfortable speaking up about it before.
Yeah.
And then you look at Christine Blasey Ford, what, she waited 32 years?
Well, that's because nobody from the Democratic Party approached them and said, hey, we need your help ousting this person from the Supreme Court, or we need some your help keeping Joe Biden from ever running for president, because we have 14 other people who we feel need to do it instead. 855-765-1045. But that's well said. You know, that's a great, and I appreciate you calling and listen all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina. 855-765-1045. Quick break. This is the Markay Show. We'll be right back.
I've got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I think we need to get as many people on this meteor as possible to try to find out if it actually made landfall, because we do not need any more undocumented aliens entering our country.
Ain't that the truth, man? Border security, Trump, get on it. Also, we had another theory about this meteor that at 6:49, according to our friends at the Ancient City Astronomy Club, at 6:49 for 15 seconds was visible in the skies over Blanding Boulevard and the rest of Jacksonville.
It wasn't a meteor. It was actually a spaceship coming to take Nancy Pelosi home. That's why you can't find it.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be a great day? That'd be awesome.
Space Force.
Maybe it was just the Space Force doing some tests. Who knows? 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. And we're going to play some What the Bleep here in a minute, I promise. First, so we've got a couple more people that want to comment on Biden, because Joe Biden again, and he did it to himself. He came out with another recording. Joe Biden came out and he released a video. And what he said in this video was, you know, politics to me has never been, you know, something it's always been a touchy feely kind of personal one-on-one business. Lots of handshakes, lots of hugs, lots of hands on shoulders. He said he even claimed that the tragedies he's gone through in his life, and I assume he's talking about his son Beau's death and other things that have happened to him. He said the tragedies this has kind of helped him, and he's just trying to help people through their tragedies as well. Now, a lot of folks are upset because he has not even apologized to any of the women who feel like he's done them a disservice or manhandled them or invaded their personal space. So that is one issue that he's still going to have to contend with. 855-765-1045. But the question remains, The question remains, who is worse, Donald Trump for saying what he said on the Access Hollywood bus with Billy Bush, or Joe Biden for just doing whatever he wants, whenever he wants, with whomever he wants, whether they want it or not? Lou in Middleburg, what's going on, Lou? How are you?
I'm good. Well, a couple of callers already sort of touched on and sort of validated sort of my theory. I think this whole what's going on right now with Biden, this stuff's been going on when Joe was a senator. This stuff was going on when Joe was, you know, Obama's vice president, and nobody cared about it then. The reason they care about it now is because there are certain factions of, you know, the progressive far-left liberal party do not want Joe Biden as a candidate for the Democrat Party. They want someone who is far left and very progressive and basically socialist, and they do not, and Joe Biden does not fit that picture. And if you look at the people who are coming out sort of in defense of Biden, it's people like Nancy Pelosi and the establishment, you know, moderate Democrats. It's not the left wing progressives that are coming out.
Oh, not at all. AOC is not a fan of Joe Biden at all.
They're taking sort of veiled shots at him.
Yeah.
The left wing progressives, like people like you said, like Joe, Bernie Sanders, they're coming out and kind of making these sort of veiled, you know, attacks at him, because that's what, you know, the progressive wing in the party, that's what they want. They don't want Joe Biden. They do not want another, you know, white male moderate running as a candidate. They want, you know, a progressive / socialist, you know,
right.
minority, preferably minority female. And that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to steer the path that way. And they want Joe Biden out of the way because he does not fit their profile.
No, that is exactly right. That's a great point. And it's almost like what happened with the Republican Party in 2016, when you had these old school factions of Ted Cruz and really Jeb Bush was the traditional Republican candidate from the Republican dynasty. Brother was president. Father was president. You know, he was governor of Florida. He was supposed to be the next in line. But really, everyone was sick and tired of that, and they wanted something new. They wanted a new message. They wanted a doer. They wanted this new, breath of fresh air. They wanted someone who was a little more controversial. And boy, did they get it. But the fact of the matter was, you're seeing the same division in the Democratic Party now. Absolutely. 100%. And Joe Biden represents the Clintons. Joe Biden represents, you know, everyone who came before. Joe Biden represents the Pelosis and the Schumers and the old no term limit Democrats who've decided to plant their flag in Washington, D.C. and never leave. You know, they pitched tents decades ago and they're like, this is great. We're going to live the life and we're going to stay here till we die. And Nancy Pelosi, whenever they get the House back, guess who's right back there banging the gavel? It's her. She doesn't like AOC. She doesn't like any of these new progressive Congress people that are coming in, despite the fact that they're women, because they're loudmouth, they're progressive, they're socialists, basically, and they definitely, and they're young, and they threaten her hierarchy. They threaten her deep state, and Illuminati presence in the nation's capital. And Joe Biden is part of that team, and Joe Biden's part of the dream team. Anyone who was vice president under Obama, anyone who was involved in the Senate for as long as Joe Biden has been involved in the Senate, you know, anyone like that he is hardwired to the Democratic establishment. So now that there's this splinter group coming off, the socialists are invading. They need to not only take down Donald Trump, but before they do that, they've got to take out each other. They've got to eat they're of the same party, but they are not the same party. You know, it's what happened with Thomas Jefferson and the Democratic Republicans in the South. They started off getting rid of the Federalists and then they split into two groups. The same thing is happening. And whoever wins, wins. And the Republicans don't care about Joe Biden, right? They're not releasing these videos. The Republicans aren't the one going after Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke is not the chosen one to take over where Barack Obama left off. Beto O'Rourke is not going to lead the Democratic Party to the extreme left. He's not going to get rid of the airplanes and tear down the buildings and give everybody $1,000 for doing nothing. That's not his thing. Beto O'Rourke's the loser from Texas who can just raise a lot of money. But they're the ones that are releasing these old writings of his from high school. The Democrats are the ones that are saying Beto O'Rourke once fantasized about putting the pedal to the metal and rolling over a couple of kids and then going on to commit mass murders, 38 of them before he was 23. That's Beto O'Rourke. They want him out. They want Joe Biden out. And at the end of the day, you're absolutely right. You're going to have some socialist, leftist, non-typical Washington Democrat left standing. Is it going to be Bernie Sanders? Could be, but Bernie Sanders is also a senator and has also been around D.C. for a very long time. Also, Bernie Sanders lost last time. He didn't have what it takes to beat Donald Trump, and he's done, nothing has changed with Bernie Sanders except that he's gotten 2 years older. So now we look to the rest of the candidates. Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. You know, there's a new one, Tim Ryan, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan. He's about to announce his run for presidency because there's maybe he smells the blood in the water. Maybe he sees that Biden is done. And maybe he thinks now I've got my chance. Oh, by the way, Tim Ryan, old, white, rich male. So I ask you, is he going to be the patron saint of the Democratic Socialist Party? Probably not. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. All right. We're going to play our favorite game of the week. It's called What the Bleep. And today we have four tickets to Disney on Ice. We'll give you those. We'll give you a Mark K. Show prize pack too. You can get a t-shirt. Maybe you can wear the t-shirt to Disney on Ice. Although I would bring a sweater because, you know, it's ice. It's a little cool. And we need two contestants. 855-765-1045. Two contestants will play you a clip. We will bleep out one word. Just tell us what word we bleeped out. If you can correctly identify more words than your opponent, you win. Call now. 855-765-1045. What the Bleep is coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining me today, folks. What a fun day we have. Man, thank God for Joe Biden. He gives us something to talk about for hours and hours and hours and hours. Also, I will say this. He does play prominently in today's What the Bleep, which we're going to play right now. And let's meet our contestants, shall we? Coming up from Palm Coast, we've got Alan. Alan, hey, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you, Alan?
Good, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. You're going to be playing today against Evan from Middleburg. Evan, what's going on?
How's it going, Mark?
You know, I'm just chilling. Evan, say hi to Alan. Alan, say hi to Evan.
Hey, Evan.
Howdy, Alan.
Okay, look at that. You guys are so polite. All right, so you guys know how this game works. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a clip from the week in news. I'm going to bleep out one word. You tell me what that word is. You get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game gets a Mark Kay Show prize pack and four tickets to Dare to Dream Disney on Ice this week at ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Perfect. Alan, we're going to start with you since you were the first person to call. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking in Congress earlier this week. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
She leans down.
I'm sorry, that's not it. Here it is. Here is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking earlier in Congress. What the bleep.
Folks are suggesting that we are conducting relations with folks with security clearances via WhatsApp.
What the bleep, Alan?
Nothing. Could you play it again?
Yeah, I can play it. I can play it again for you. Sure. Here, listen carefully.
Folks are suggesting that we are conducting relations with folks with security clearances via WhatsApp.
Security.
Security. Let's take a listen.
Folks are suggesting that we are conducting foreign relations with folks with security clearances via WhatsApp.
Yeah, that's okay. That was a tough one, but you did a good job. Hang on. Well, it's still anyone's game. Evan, are you ready for your first one?
Yes, I am.
All right, Evan, this is Joe Biden in his latest apology video. Kind of, well, not really an apology, but an explanation video about his acts of touchy-feeliness. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
In my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands. I hug people. I grab men and women by the and say, you can do this.
What the bleep there, Evan?
I'm going to say shoulder.
Shoulders. All right, let's take a listen.
In my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands. I hug people. I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this.
Yeah, by the shoulders. Nicely done. You're on the board with a point. All right, Alan, now you can tie it up right here. Are you ready? Listen to this one carefully and tell us what the bleep, okay?
Okay.
This is new Chicago mayor Lori Lightfoot on her historic landslide election win. Here we go.
I think the most historic thing was being the old entrenched Chicago machine.
What? What the bleep, Alan?
I don't know.
Take a guess. Here, listen to it one more time and just take a crack at it.
I think the most historic thing was being the old entrenched Chicago machine.
Historic?
Historic. All right, let's take a listen and see what she said. Let's see if you're correct.
I think the most historic...
Oh, hold on, wait, that's the same one. Here we go.
I think the most historic thing was beating the old entrenched Chicago machine.
It was beating. Well, that's close, too. All right, Evan, back to you. Are you ready?
Yep.
Listen carefully. This is Donald Trump speaking in the Oval Office yesterday about the Chinese woman who broke into Mar-a-Lago and the officers who stopped her.
That particular woman did a very, very good job. She was able to see things that other people were not. But I think it's just a...
what the bleep there, Evan?
A hoax?
All right, let's see what he said.
Did a very, very good job. She was able to see things that other people were not. But I think it's just a fluke.
Oh, just a fluke. Because they asked
him. Come on, same thing.
Not really. All right, it's still 2-1. Alan, you're still in this. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep, okay?
Okay.
This is Rudy Giuliani on Fox News discussing the Democrats and the Mueller report. Listen carefully.
Their disregard for the is mind-boggling and frightening.
What do you think? You want to hear it again?
Yes.
All right, one more time. Listen carefully.
Their disregard for the is mind-boggling and frightening.
What's Rudy saying there?
The Mueller report?
Their disregard for the Mueller report. All right, let's listen carefully.
Their disregard for the Constitution is mind-boggling and frightening.
Yeah, it was Constitution. All right, listen, Evan, you've got 2 points. Alan has one. We have one clue left. Just for fun. Should we play the last one?
Yeah.
All right. Listen carefully. This is former Attorney General of the state of Nevada, Flores, discussing Joe Biden. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
He leans down, smells my hair, and then plants this big long on the top of my head.
What the bleep, Alan or Evan?
That would be a kiss.
A kiss?
He leans down, smells my hair, and then plants this big, long kiss on the top of my head.
Yeah, look at that. Bravo. Yay. Congratulations. Alan, you did a great job. Thanks so much for playing. We appreciate it. Evan, you killed it, man. You know what the bleep. That's for sure.
I try.
You try.
I follow the news.
Oh, good. Excellent. Also, we're going to hook you up with a Mark K. Show prize pack. We've got some Disney on Ice tickets, Dare to Dream, which is very exciting. So you can do that. You can go take you, and we'll give you four. So you and three of your friends can go and enjoy that, or family members. Everybody else, thanks so much for listening. This has been a blast. Tomorrow is Friday. We're going to bring back Fake News Friday. Also, if you're online or if you want to stream, I'm filling in on WSB in Atlanta tonight. Those of you who follow on Facebook and Twitch will live stream that as well. So a couple of extra hours of Mark K. I know, right? Try to hold your enthusiasm. Stay tuned. The news and Rush Limbaugh is coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.